One little announcement before we start is tomorrow I'm heading to Fiji. We're going to try to have the class. I should be in an airport at this time tomorrow. Should be in the Los Angeles airport. And the next day, maybe. It's possible I'll be able to go online. But at least tomorrow, most likely, we'll have the class online from Los Angeles, the airport. And then the next day, your guess is as good as mine. Let me just see where we are. Microphone, speakers, everything's all right. Everything's gone. Okay, so we're going to chant right now. And we're just going to chant a regular kirtan, like a Ma'om kirtan. Okay, let's get started. I don't think I have anything else to do. Okay. We should be able to be online in Fiji, too, at the same time, for at least a few days, depending on my schedule. But the first few days in Fiji, I am going to have to be in isolation at a hotel. So this is a good time in Fiji. It's the morning time in Fiji. So I should be able to go online. If they give me a chip. Igoku Ubuntu is going to give me a chip, I think. Anyway. For my phones.
Rama, 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 Rama.
spot. Paramahansa Paramahacharya, also Tera Shima. His Divine Grace of Ayachananara Bhaktivedanta Goswami. Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Iskan Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Anandakoti Voisna Vrinda Kijai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur Kijai, Premse Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nichananda Sidhwaita Gadadha, Srila Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Kijai, Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopikopatath Shayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturam Kijai Jagadadasami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimati Lasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijai Gaur Paramananda Hari Hari Go. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pacharani Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dejatarani. So Omigana Timiranda Shah Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshuran Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances under the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. Srila Prabhupada Kijai. So we're going to go on with the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're reading the 20th chapter of the Majjhalila. And these are the instructions Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving to Sanatan Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Benares. And very, very interesting discussion. And we're going to go a little slow with this because I'm explaining all the different philosophical points. That's really important. Okay. Okay, gang, you ready? Okay, let's go. Jaya, Jaya, Sri Chaitanya, Jaya, Nityananda, Jaya, Dvaita Chandra, Jaya, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Okay, turn the volume up so you can hear me better. All right, so we're starting today from text 123 in the 20th chapter of the Majjhalila of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, instructions by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatan Goswami. Okay, here we go. Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apanare Janana Krishna Mora Prabhu Trata Jivarohaya Jnana. The forgetful conditioned soul is educated by Krishna through the Vedic literatures, the realized spiritual master, and the super soul. Three things: the Vedic literature, the spiritual master, and the super soul. Of course, included under spiritual master is the instructing spiritual master too, not just the initiating spiritual master. Through these, he can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is, and he can understand that Lord Krishna is his eternal master and deliverer from the clutches of Maya. In this way, one can acquire real knowledge of his conditioned life and can come to understand how to attain liberation. Okay, three sources of knowledge. Being forgetful of his real position, the conditioned soul. Conditioned soul means we're conditioned to believe that we're not Krishna's servant. We're conditioned to believe that we are this body. We are conditioned to believe that everything pertaining to the body is us. That's conditioning. We are hypnotized. May take help from Shastra Guru and the Super Soul within his heart. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart as a Super Soul estate in the Bhagavad Gita in the 18th chapter, text 61. Ishwara Sarvabhutanam Ridesha Arjuna Tishtati Ramayan Sarvabhutani Yantra Rudani Maya. Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities, were seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Wow. In other words, he's given you intelligence, he's given you direction according to your desire. If you desire to forget him, then Krishna will give you intelligence how to forgive him. And also, he'll allow you to forget him. As the Shaktivesh avatar, Vyasadeva. Shaktivesh means an entity, jiva soul, generally a jiva soul like us, that's given some power. Vyasadeva, he's the one who compiled the Vedas. Krishna teaches the conditioned soul through the Vedic literatures. Krishna externally appears as the spiritual master and trains the conditioned soul to come to Krishna consciousness. When his original Krishna consciousness is revived, the conditioned soul is delivered from the material clutches. Thus, the conditioned soul is always helped by the Supreme Personality of God in three ways, by the scripture to the spiritual master and the super soul within the heart. The Lord is the deliverer of the conditioned soul and is accepted as the Supreme Lord of all living entities. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 18:66, famous verse, Sarvadharmam parityajamamikam sharanam prajaham tvam sarvabhavibhyo mukshyishami mahasucha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender and divine. What Krishna's referring to here is sectarian religion, sectarian rituals, details. Just do what Krishna wants. Utility is the principle, as Prabhupada said. Of course, purity is the force, books are the basis. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. The same instruction is found throughout all Vedic literatures. Sadhu, Shastra, and Guru act as the representatives of Krishna. And the Krishna conscious movement is also, sadhu means saintly person, is also taking place all over the universe. Whoever takes advantage of this opportunity becomes liberated. Take advantage. It's up to you. Veda Shastra Kahi Sambandha Videya Prayojana Krishna Prapya Sambandha Bhakti Prapjera Sadhana. The Vedic literatures give information about the living entities' eternal relationship with Krishna, which is called Sambandha. The living entity's understanding of this relationship and is acting accordingly is called Abhideya, returning home back to Godhead, is the ultimate goal of life, is called Prayojana. We discussed these three terms before. Sambandha means basically not only to understand our eternal relationship with Krishna, but to understand the relationship of the material world with Krishna, to understand time, relationship of time with Krishna, karma with Krishna, and to understand the spiritual world, and to understand, and then to act on that understanding, to revive your relationship, that's called Abhideya, and to become perfect and go back to Godhead, that's called Prayojana. Remember those three terms, Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana. Abhideya nama bhakti prema prayojana purushata shiromani prema mahadana. Devotional service or sense activity for the satisfaction of the Lord is called Abhideya, because it can develop one's original love of God, which is the goal of life. The goal is the living entity's topmost interest and greatest wealth. Thus, one attains the platform of transcendental loving service unto the Lord. So the interesting thing about Sambandha, about Abhideya and Prayojana, is they actually are the same activities. Except in Abhideya, you're sort of practicing. And Prayojana, you're perfect. Give you an example. Abhideya would be like exercising so that you can do well in the Olympic race. And the Olympic race where you win the gold medal is called Prayojana. The conditioned soul is bewildered by the external material energy, which fully engages him in sense gratification in various ways. Due to engagement in material activities, one's original Krishna consciousness is covered. However, as the Supreme Father of all living entities, Krishna wants his sons to return home back to Godhead. Therefore, he personally comes to deliver Vedic literatures like the Bhagavad Gita. He engages his confidential servants who serve as spiritual masters and enlighten the conditioned living entities. Being present in everyone's heart, the Lord gives the living entities, that's us, the conscience, whereby they can accept the Vedas and their spiritual master. In this way, the living entity can understand his constitutional position, his relationship with the Supreme Lord, as personally enunciated by the Lord himself in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Vedais charsavaya ahameva vedya, by all the Vedas I am to be known. That's what it means. Although through the study of Vedanta, one can become fully aware of the relationship with the Supreme Lord and act accordingly. In this way, one may ultimately attain the platform of loving service to the Lord. It is in the living entity's best interest to understand the Supreme Lord. Why is it in your best interest? Because it ain't going to be happy any other way. Unfortunately, the living entities have forgotten that this is in their best interest. And therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Natevatu Swartha Gatimhi Vishnu. They don't know what their best interest is. That is 75:31. That's the translation of that verse. And that's the problem. We're in ignorance. And then, because of that, we're associating with the three modes of nature, and they're forcing us to act. You know, people ask, why am I being forced to act? And I don't even want to act that way. And why am I being forced to act in that way? I'm being forced to act in that way because of my association with the modes of nature. Sagunan samatichai tan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One has to transcend the modes of nature. The only way you can transcend the modes of nature is to be Krishna conscious. And the only way to be Krishna conscious is to love Krishna, do things. I was thinking about this today. To do things out of love, not because you have to. Just like sometimes people have trouble waking up in the morning. Well, if you think, I have to wake up, then it becomes like a burden. But if you think, this is my loving relationship. Just like when someone loves someone very much, you know, if their girlfriend or boyfriend comes to the door, they'll wake up at any time of the day and night. So everyone wants to achieve life's ultimate goal, but due to being absorbed in the material energy, we waste our time with sense gratification. Through the study of the Vedic literatures, of which as the essence is the Bhagavad Gita, one comes to Krishna consciousness. Thus one engages in devotional service called Abhideya. Abhideya is practical devotional service. When the living entity actually develops love of God, he has reached the ultimate goal, prayojana. There's the three terms again. Sambandha, understanding. Abhideya, acting on the understanding. Prayojana, becoming perfect. In other words, one who becomes fully Krishna conscious has attained the perfection of life. Krishna Madhurya Sivananda Raptira Karana Krishna Seva Karehara Krishna Rasa Aswadana. When one attains the transcendental bliss of an intimate relationship with Krishna, isn't that what we all want? He renders service to him and tastes the mellows of Krishna consciousness. Mellows means a taste. Taste the taste. That's interesting. You taste the taste of Krishna consciousness. Anyway, so that's what we all want. We all want, the reason we're not happy in this world is we don't have a really close, intimate relationship. And, you know, we try to make those intimate relationships with family members, you know, beloveds or lovers or wives or husbands. Or dogs, or cats, or chinchillas, or with our computer. So, we can't really get that intimate because we're not the body. I'll give you an example. How can you be intimate? Let's say you are controlling a robot. Okay. There's two robots. One is controlled by you, one is controlled by, let's say, your wife or your best friend. You know, let's say your best friend. I don't want to get too intimate here. And you have two robots, and by controlling the robots have a relationship. But do they actually have a relationship? You're really enjoying vicariously through the robots. That's all you can do in this material world is enjoy vicariously through something that you're not. That's interesting. Interesting realization I just had, that all enjoyment of this world is vicarious, because vicarious means you're not enjoying directly, but you're enjoying through something you're not because of a mental attachment. I mean, usually the word vicarious enjoyment is used, let's say if I see someone in a movie, not me, of course, in a sannyasi, but let's say you see someone in a movie, some love story, And you enjoy very much that relationship that people have on the screen. And that's called vicarious. So in the same way, our loving relationships in this world, or our relationships in this world, are actually vicarious. Unless we're Krishna conscious. If you're Krishna conscious, you can really love people. But then you don't discriminate. Yastu sarvani bhutani atman evanu pashati sarva bhuteshu chatmanam tato navigupshita. You don't discriminate between, I love this person. This person, you know, is an outsider. Insider, outsider, insider. You love everybody. And you can have an intimate relationship with everyone. And not a physical intimate relationship, but you have and relationship of the soul, the heart. This is actually what we're hankering for, and what to speak of the intimate relationship with Krishna, which expands unlimitedly. Just like our relationship with anybody in this world, you hit a certain point. Oh, I love you. I love you too. I love you too. I love you too. So, where do you go from here? So anyway, so... Sorry about the humor here. Ihate drishtanta yaiche daridrera gare sarvagya siduka deki puchayakta hare. The following parable may be given. This is a really important parable. Once upon a time, a learned astrologer came to the house of a poor man and, seeing his distressed condition, questioned him. You can use this particular parable to explain Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we go to an astrologer or palmist when we're in distressed condition or when we want to know the future. What's my future? You are going to die. Oh, I didn't know that. The living entity in conditioned life is always distressed by the threefold miseries of material existence. Under the circumstances, he's inquisitive about his position. For instance, Sanatana Goswami approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead to ask him why he was in a distressed condition. This is the position of all conditioned souls. We are always in a distressed condition. An intelligent man naturally becomes inquisitive. This position is called Brahma Gigyasa, knowledge of spiritual spirit. Atato Brahma Gigyasa. That's the Vedanta Sutra. It begins with this first verse, which says, now is the time to look for spirit. Brahma here refers to the Vedic literature. One should consult the Vedic literature to know why the conditioned soul is always in a distressed condition. The Vedic, because we're not satisfied. It's always distress. There's always some lack. The Vedic literatures are meant to free the conditioned soul from the miserable conditions of material existence. In this chapter, the story of the astrologer Sarvagya. Sarvagya means one who knows everything, all knowing. And the poor man is very instructive. Listen to this story. You can tell it. It'll help you with your preaching. Tumi kene duki tumarachi pritridana tumare nakahila anyatra charila jivana. The astrologer was asked, why are you unhappy? Your father was very wealthy, but he did not disclose his wealth to you because he died elsewhere. So the astrologer says to the man, you know, his client, you actually have a lot of money, but you don't know where it is. So obviously, this is a parable. Parable means it compares, you know, like a metaphor. So in other words, you have your spiritual life, but you don't know where to look for it. You're looking in the wrong place, all right. Sarvagiravakikare danero udhise acheveda purana jive krishnupadeshe. Just as the words of the astrologer gave news of the poor man's treasure, the Vedic literatures advise one about Krishna consciousness when one is inquisitive to know why he's in a distressed material condition. Some people don't get inquisitive because they're just intoxicated. By different means. They're intoxicated with their mobile phones, intoxicated with computers, with TikTok, or whatever. Just checking their mobile phones. Oh my God. What did so-and-so do? What did so-and-so say? Oh my God, this is so interesting. Oh, look at that video. Oh, wow, this is cool. So, Sarvaganera Vakye Muladana Anubanda Sarvashastri Padeshe Shri Krishna Sambanda. By the words of the astrologer, the poor man's connection with the treasure was established. In other words, that's Sambanda. you have a treasure, but you don't know where to look for it. Similarly, the Vedic literature advises us that our real connection with Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Remember these three things? Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana. So Sambandha is you got a treasure, it's yours. Bingo. But Abhideya is where to look for it. In the Bhagavad Gita 7:26, Sri Krishna says, Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna bhavishyani chabhutani maham tu veda nakashchana. O Arjuna, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past, all that's happening in the present, and all things that are yet to come. I also know living entities, but me, no one knows. Thus Krishna knows the cause of the distressed condition of the conditioned soul. He therefore descends from his original position to instruct the conditioned soul and inform him about his forgetfulness of his relationship with Krishna. Krishna exhibits himself in his relationships in Vrindavan and at the Battle of Kurukshetra so that people will be attracted to him and will return back home, back to Godhead. So you can hear about Krishna, what he did, and it's so attractive. I mean, who else dances with so many gopis, has so many wives? Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita that he is the proprietor of all the universe, the enjoyer of everything, that be, and the friend of everyone. Another famous verse, end of the fifth chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktaram Jagatapasam Sarvalokamaheshwaram Suradam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Shanti Mrichati, 529. If we revive our original intimate relationship with Krishna, our distressed condition in the material world will be mitigated, taken care of. Everyone is trying to adjust to the distressed conditions of material existence, but the basic problems cannot be solved unless one is in an intimate relationship with Krishna. Let me just read that part of the sentence again. But the basic problems cannot be solved unless one is in an intimate relationship with Krishna. Now, what does intimate mean? Intimate means close, back and forth, loving. Whew. Cannot be solved unless one is in an intimate relationship with Krishna. Wow. Bapera danache gane dana nahi paya sa tave saragya kahe tare prap. Tira upaya. Although being assured of his father's treasure, the poor man cannot acquire this treasure by such knowledge alone. Just knowing that you have an intimate relationship with Krishna is not enough. Therefore, the astrologer had to inform him of the means whereby he could actually find the treasure. And that's known as what? Abhideya. Sambandha is you got a treasure. Abhideya is where to look for it, how to find it. Estane achidana yare dakshine kudibe bimarula barula utibe danana paive. The astrologer said, the treasure is in this place, but if you dig towards the southern side, the wasps and drones will rise and you will not get your treasure and you'll get bitten. Oh my God. Paschime kudibe tahayakshay ha ekahaya se vigna karibe danihata napadaya. If you dig on the western side, there is a ghost who will create such disturbance that your hands will not even touch the treasure. You got nowhere to dig. Uttare kudile ache krishna jagare Dana nahi pave kudite gili be sabare. If you dig on the northern side, there's a big black snake, my body philosophy, that will devour you if you attempt to dig up the treasure. Purve dike tate mati apakudite danera chari padibeka tomara hatite. However, if you dig up a small quantity of dirt on the eastern side, your hands will immediately touch the pot of treasure. Of course, that's Krishna consciousness. The Vedic literatures, including the Puranas, Purana means old, but basically Srimad Bhagavatam, state that according to the position of the conditioned soul, there are different processes, Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, and the yogic process and the Bhakti Yoga process. Karmakanda is compared to wasps and drones. The southern side that will simply bite if one takes shelter of them. Gyanakanda, the speculative process, Western side, simply like a ghost who creates mental disturbances, yoga. The mystic process is compared to a black snake that devours people by the impersonal cultivation of Kaivalya, northern side. However, if one takes the bhakti yoga, he becomes quickly successful. In other words, through bhakti yoga, one's hands touch the hidden treasure without difficulty, without getting too dirty. It's a really interesting story, parable. The goal of all the revealed scriptures and Vedic injunctions is Krishna himself says in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Vedais jashavaya rahame bhaveja. Since the Vedas enjoin one to search out Krishna and take shelter at his lotus feet, and since no Vedic process but devotional service will enable one to do this, one has to take to devotional service. According to the Bhagavad Gita 18:55, only the bhakti process is said to be definitive, bhakti mama vijanati. There's no other way. There ain't no other way. It's not sectarian. We're not sectarian. We're not saying there's no other way other than joining us. But through love, bhakti, mom, love for Krishna, there is no other way. It's not a sectarian statement. This is the one conclusive statement of the Vedas, or this is the conclusive statement of the Vedas, and one has to accept the Supreme Personality, accept this process. If one is serious in searching for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this connection, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gives the following statement. The eastern side represents devotional service to Lord Krishna. The southern side represents the process of fruit of activity, karmakanda, which ends in material gain. The western side represents jnanakanda, the process of mental speculation, and sometimes siddhikanda, the mystic yoga system. The northern side represents mystic yoga, or sometimes the speculative method, impersonalism. It is only the eastern side devotional service that enables one to attain life's real goal. On the southern side, there are fruitive activities by which one is subject to the punishment of Yamaraj, the wasps, and other living entities, and the material energy. When one follows the system of fruitive activities, material desires remain prominent. Consequently, the result of this process are compared to wasps and drones. The living entity is bitten by the wasps and drones of fruitive activity and thus suffers a material existence, birth after birth. Wow. And that means adiatmic, adivodic, adivaivic. Miseries from the other living entities, miseries from the material energy, and miseries from your own body and mind. One cannot become free from material desires by following this process. The propensity for material enjoyment never ends. Therefore, the cycle of birth and death continues, and the spirit soul suffers perpetually. It means forever and ever and ever. The mystic yoga process, that's the western side, is compared to a black snake, actually that's northern side, sorry, to a black snake that devours the living entity and injects him with poison. The ultimate goal of the yoga system is to become one with the absolute. We're just talking about mystic yoga, not bhakti yoga, not just yoga in general. This means finishing one's personal existence, but the spiritual part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has an eternal individual existence. The Bhagavad Gita confirms that the individual soul existed in the past, is existed in the present, and will continue to exist as an individual in the future. That's it. We're eternal. How we got here is another question. Artificially trying to become one with the Absolute is suicidal. One cannot annihilate his natural condition. A yaksha, a protector of riches, will not allow anyone to take away riches for enjoyment. Such a demon will simply create disturbances. In other words, a devotee will not depend on his material resources, but on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can give real protection. This is called Rakshish Yatiti Vishwasaha, or in the Bengali poetry of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sharanagati, Avasya Rakshive Krishna Vishwasa Palana. In other words, Krishna will protect you. The surrendered soul must accept the fact that his real protector is Krishna, not his material acquisitions. Oh my God. My computer will not protect me at the time of death. Considering all these points, devotional service to Krishna is the real treasure house for the living entity. What else is valuable? Everything else we lose in time. Kalena Sarvatra Kabira Rangasa. When one comes to the platform of devotional service, he always remains opulent in the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is bereft of devotional service is swallowed by the black snake of the yoga system and bitten by the wasp and drones of fruit of activity. He suffers consequent material miseries. Pooh! Sometimes the living entity is misled into trying to merge into spiritual existence, thinking himself as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I never thought like this. This means that when he comes to the spiritual platform, he will be disturbed and will again return to the material platform. According to the Srimad Bhagavatam, another famous verse, 10.2.32, Yen yai rabandaksha vimuktamaninas toyastabhavada vishuddha buddhaya ariya kutshena param padam tata tanchiro nadrata yushmadangrayaha. Such people may become sannyasis, but unless they take shelter in Krishna's lotus feet, they will return to the material platform to perform philanthropic activities. In this way, one's spiritual life is lost. This is to be understood as being devoured by the black snake. Ache Shastrakahi Karmagyana Yoga Tyagi Bhakti Krishna Vashahaya Bhakti Tanre Bhaji. The revealed scriptures conclude that one should give up fruitive activity, speculative knowledge in the mystic yoga system, and instead take to devotional service by which Krishna can be fully satisfied. Of course. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kam Sakalaya Shanta. Anything else you want, you're just going to be agitated. No satisfaction. Krishna Bhakti Nishkam Atayiva Shanta. Nasadayati Mam Yugo Nasankyam Dharma Hudava Nasvadyayastat Pastyago Yatavatir Mamojata. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna said, my dear Uddhava, neither through Ashtanga Yoga, the mystic yoga system that controls the senses, nor through impersonal monism, or in analytical study of the Absolute Truth, nor through study of the Vedas, nor through austerities, charity, or acceptance of sannyas can one satisfy me as much as by developing unalloyed devotional service unto me. This and the following verse are quoted from the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.20-21. The explanation for this verse is given, and we've read it before, Adi Leela 1776. Bhakjaham ekaya graya shadayatma priyasatam bhati bunati mam nishta shvapakan api sambhavat. Being very dear to the devotees and sadhus, I am attained through unflinching faith and devotional service. This bhakti yoga system, which gradually increases attachment for me, purifies even a human being born among dog eaters. That is to say, everyone can be elevated to the spiritual platform of the process of bhakti yoga. There's no prerequisites. Ahaitukiya pratyata. No barrier. It's not your past karma, your mind, your body, your disability. Nothing. There's no prerequisites. Anybody, everywhere, in all circumstances, any country, any gender, or several genders, whatever. It doesn't really matter. Just take the bhakti. Give your heart to Krishna, because you're a spirit soul. We're all of the same nature. We're all prakriti, and Krishna is the purusha. We're all the same nature. Try to remember that. Every one of us is the same nature. Bodies, you know, that's will-o'-the-wisp. Here today, gone tomorrow. Relationships, will-o'-the-wisp. We've had so many mothers, we've had so many fathers, just like the story of, Srivas Thakur's son, who died in the middle of the kirtan, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought him back to life for a brief period of time, and he says, I've had so many mothers, I've had so many fathers, and so, fortunately, I left this body during the kirtans. So, all these physical relationships, they're illusion. Ataiva bhakti Krishna praptyara upaya avideya bali tari sarva shastra shastri gaya. The conclusion is, that devotional service, love of Krishna, is the only means for approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This system is therefore called avideya. Remember, sambandha, the knowledge, you got some money. Avideya, how to get it, or Krishna consciousness. This is the verdict of all revealed scriptures. As Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita 18.55, Bhakti Mama Janati, we spoke about that before. Yavan yas chasmi tatva tatva tato mam tatvato gyatva vishate tatanantaram. One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. The aim of life is to get rid of the material condition and enter into the spiritual existence. Although the shastras prescribe different methods for different men, the Supreme Personality of Godhead says that one ultimately must accept the path of devotional service as the assured path of spiritual advancement. Devotional service to the Lord is the only process actually confirmed by the Lord. Sarva dharma prachaja mam ekam sharanam prasya. Just do it. Mam ekam, one. That's the only thing. One must become a devotee if one wants to return home back to God and become eternally blissful. Because in the spiritual world, that's all that's going on. They're just serving Krishna. Not if you're not a devotee, you're not going to be happy there. Even if we brought you there, you would be extremely unhappy. Krishna is the center. You're thinking, what about me? And that's why you're here. Because you were thinking, what about me? Dhanapaila yache sukaboga palapaya asukaboga haite duga apani palaya. When one actually becomes rich, he naturally enjoys all kinds of happiness. When one is actually in a happy mood, all distressful conditions go away by themselves. No extraneous endeavor is needed. In other words, when one becomes Krishna conscious, yasmin vigate sarvam eva vigatam. When one knows Krishna, one knows everything. When one becomes Krishna conscious, then one has everything. Because Krishna says, aham sarvasya prabhu. Everything comes from Krishna. So if you have Krishna, Krishna say tomorrow. You know, if Krishna belongs to you, you got everything. What do you need? A new computer? For serving Krishna, maybe, but... Adhaiche bhakti palai Krishna prema upajaya Reme Krishna Svada Kaile Babanasha Paiha. Similarly, as a result of bhakti, one's dormant love for Krishna awakens. When one is so situated that he can taste the association of Lord Krishna, material existence, the repetition of birth and death comes to an end. In other words, tasting the association of Krishna. How? Through his holy names, through his devotees, through his service. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I'm tasting the association of Krishna. Dhuridriya nasha bhavakshaya primera palanaya prema sukha bhoga mukya prayojana haya. The goal of love of Godhead is not to become materially rich or free from material bondage. The real goal is to be situated in devotional service to the Lord and to enjoy transcendental bliss. I mean, that's what we're doing, just to love Krishna. And the love comes when we simply desire to please Krishna. The bliss comes from love. Not that one wants bliss. And sometimes, devotees, like this one devotee was fanning Krishna at Durga, he didn't like his bliss because the bliss was actually interfering with his service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's love. If the bliss interferes with my service, I don't want bliss. Wow. The results of devotional service are certainly not material benefits or liberation from material bondage. The goal of devotional service is to be eternally situated in a loving service to the Lord and to enjoy spiritual bliss from that service. One is said to be in a poverty-stricken condition when one forgets the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One has to end such a life of poverty in order to automatically end the miserable conditions of material existence. One is automatically liberated from material enjoyment when one tastes the service of Krishna. One does not have to endeavor separately for opulence. Opulence automatically comes to a pure devotee even though he does not desire material happiness. Wow. Okay, that's one reason for being a pure devotee, get opulence. No, you just want to please Krishna. Whatever you have belongs to Krishna anyway. It's meant to be used for Krishna's service, not for your own personal aggrandizement. Veda Shastre Kahi Sambandha Videya Paryojana Krishna Krishna Bhakti Prema Tina Mahadana. In the Vedic literatures, Krishna is the central point of attraction. That's what the word Krishna means. Krish. Attract. Na Ananda. Ananda means bliss. Also, na can refer to negation of the material miseries. So Krishna gives you happiness, just by saying the word Krishna. The word itself is supremely attractive, supremely blissful. And the devotees ask for millions and millions of tongues and mouths so they can keep chanting, and even that's not enough. Krishna is the central point of attraction, and his service is our activity. To attain the goal, the platform of love of Krishna, is life's ultimate goal. That's the prayojana. Therefore, Krishna, Krishna's service, and love of Krishna are the three great riches of life. If you have them, you are a wealthy person. Okay, so on that happy note, that is verse 144. We did 123 to 143 today, sorry. Tomorrow we'll start with 144. And hopefully we'll be able to see you all tomorrow. Let me stop sharing and allow you to unmute yourselves. So, again, I'll make the announcement before we end class that hopefully tomorrow I'll be able to give the class from the airport, and hopefully the next day it will be, may not be the right time. Anyway, we'll have to see. Hopefully the next day I'll be able to give the class from Fiji, where I'll be in isolation for 3 days. When I first get to Fiji. It's ecstatic. I haven't seen the devotees in Fiji for God knows how long now. 2 years. And I'm missing everybody there, all my dear friends in Fiji. Also, all my dear friends in Australia and New Zealand, but I can't go there now because those two countries are locked down. So I expect to go there in May or something like that. And we will see what Krishna wants. It's all up to Krishna. We're just asking Krishna to protect us through our travels, and we are taking many precautions. Don't worry. Okay, so now, my dear friends, you can ask questions. You can type in the text window. You can raise your hand, or you can unmute yourself if you happen to be bold. So here someone's attempting to speak.
Hare Krishna.
Rishikesh, okay, Rishikesh.
His Excellency Gurudev. Your travel agent, Gurudev. I had a question, Gurudev, about initial stages. You know, personally, I don't experience an intimate relationship with Krishna. So how do I really motivate myself to get up early in the morning? As you said, you know, if you love it, then you will get up. But I don't feel that love. So how do I really motivate myself?
That's a good question. I don't feel that love. Let me just put you on the speaker here. How do you motivate yourself even though you don't feel that love? That's an interesting question. Well, then we can be attracted to Krishna's service. We can love Krishna's service. We can love our spiritual master. We can love different Vaishnavas. These things are related to Krishna. As Lord Shiva says, Radhanam Sarvesham Vishnu Radhanam Param Tasmat Padataram Devi Twadiyana Samarchanam, that the best type of worship is worship of things related to Krishna. So if you can love Krishna's devotees, if you can love the philosophy, if you can love the service of Krishna, one particular service, like Prabhupada said in the beginning, we're attached to our service. At the end, it's the Bhakti Ras we're attached to. Then that's the first stage. And also, if you don't feel love of Krishna, that means you got to hear and chant more about Krishna. That means you got to read more about Krishna's pastimes. So, like, you know, if we diagnose you, oh, Hrishikesh doesn't feel enough love of Krishna. Okay, got to hear more about him. We've got to hear more about him. And if you hear more about someone who's ultimately the most lovable person, then you start to love them. Or at least your heart becomes cleansed. So these are the different means for loving Krishna.
Thank you.
Okay. And all right, so I think... Abhay Chaitanya has a question.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam.
Good to hear from you.
Never pranam, Maharaj. please accept my humble obeisances.
Oh, Lord, it's a Prabhupada. So, what's up?
Maharaj, I was just a beautiful class, Maharaj. Thank you so much for the beautiful class. Just, you know, when you were talking about how we are compelled or forced, you know, under the modes of material nature to act. And just to understand how then, because on the other hand, so sometimes we hear, yes, that we are puppets in the hand of Krishna. And on the other hand, we have free will that we can actually, you know, do things ourselves. And so how do the two go hand in hand, Maharaj, if you can please enlighten me?
Well, by puppets in the hands of Krishna doesn't mean that we actually, I mean, in the spiritual realm, it doesn't mean that Krishna just controls all of our actions. It means that we're controlled by our love for Krishna. That's what it means.
Right.
It's not.
Right.
You know, it's not that actually, you know, you become a pure devotee and then all of a sudden you're just like the robot and Krishna's operating you from far away, you know, remote control. Krishna has a remote control and he's just pushing the buttons. Okay, let him say this and let him say that. Or not like a radio. The radio just broadcasts what's been spoken thousands of miles away, thousands of kilometers away. But you're doing things out of love. It's the loving relationship. And that's the free will right there. Through that loving relationship. And Krishna allows you to express yourself according to your nature through that loving relationship. Krishna doesn't control you in any way. But in the material world, the free will is actually very, very limited. In the spiritual realm, the free will is actually completely expressed. And of course, we don't have absolute free will. Absolute free will means you can do anything you want. Like if I had absolute free will, I'd say, well, I'd like to fly in the air. I don't need an airplane tomorrow. That's not absolute. Within certain parameters, I have free will. But when you're a devotee, the free will is coming from the heart. Your choice is coming from the heart. That's the difference. And when you're not Krishna conscious, or let's say somewhere in between, it's a mixture, then your actions are actually coming from the force of the modes of material nature. It's sort of a mixture. You also choose which modes to put yourself under, just like you go to, not you of course, but someone goes to a bar and they drink and they're putting themselves under the mode of ignorance. So that's their choice. And then they'll act in a certain way under the control of the modes of ignorance. So I hope that explains.
Yep, no, that's very beautifully explained. Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you.
Well, okay, I hope to come to Australia soon.
Yes, please, Maharaj. I heard you say May, so I'm really looking forward to that. I was hoping.
Yeah. Well, I think whenever Australia opens, if it opens tomorrow,
yep,
I'll catch a flight from Fiji. But it's not going to open.
Let's hope
I don't think it's going to open for foreigners soon. It may. No. You know, it may open in January, February.
They're still contemplating that with the new Omicron virus. And they're thinking about whether they're shutting the borders or not. But who knows, Maharaj? We'll probably know in the next few days what the government does.
Yeah, I mean, the virus is going to be there, you know, so you might as well... Yeah. Might as well just bear with it.
Yeah.
It's like one of the threefold miseries now.
Yeah.
Fourfold miseries. Adiatmic, Adibodhic, Adidaivic, and Adivirusic.
Threefold
misery. I mean, I don't think this is going away for a long time. So life has to go on at a certain point. You just have to, people have to live a healthier life so they're not going to be so prone to the virus. I will not speak about vaccines online because there were people who will get very angry with me. So there are very angry people in this world. Okay, so I think we have a question from Brajalila.
Hi, welcome to
my
obeisances. My question was that when we're thinking, you know, what about me? And that brings us here. Where does that come from if our eternal nature is to serve and love Krishna? Like, that seems like some sort of covering that shouldn't be there.
That's right. It shouldn't be there, but because of our free will, we chose it. We wanted it. We said, We saw Krishna dancing with the gopis and saying, you know, I would like some gopis too. Or I would like some coward boys, or I would like some people to hang out with it. I'm the center. You know, there's a curiosity, and so it's not natural. We're in an unnatural situation right now. You know, there's natural ways of life, and there's unnatural ways of life. And so we're in unnatural. Don't worry. All right, so the next, question by Sue Muka, will there be a class tomorrow? I will try my best. I am supposed to arrive in Los Angeles at 1 o'clock, and the class is LA time, 2 o'clock, so if I'm able to get my bags and sit down somewhere with relative comfort somewhere in the Los Angeles airport while I'm waiting for my next flight, there will be a class. And if I'm not able, or, you know, the flight is delayed, there won't be a class. But I would say most likely there will be a class because the flight's supposed to get in at 1 o'clock. And I will be in the very comfortable Los Angeles airport, which is not so comfortable. One of the most polluted cities in the three worlds, contaminated cities. Okay, so we will see what Krishna wants. And I enjoy giving this class. I'm learning a lot. As I'm reading, I'm remembering things. You know, I've read this before, of course, but I'm actually remembering things and getting new realizations. And it's, to me, it's very exciting. I enjoy this, and when I go to Fiji, then we'll give class. I'm not sure it'll be the same time, but I will inform everyone. And it will be a good time for Fiji and in the United States, because, anyway, the morning time in Fiji is the evening time in the United States.
It's 10 o'clock.
It's 10 o'clock, so.
Fiji is 10 to 11, from 10 to 11 o'clock.
Yeah, that's good, so that's perfect timing.
Yes.
That's perfect timing. And then, unless I'm at the beach swimming. No, I don't spend much time at the beach swimming. I have to talk to the devotees who I haven't seen in 2 years. I mean, it's really sad.
Yes.
You know, these nice devotees. In 2 years and visiting everybody. And, okay, no time, Pran Govinda. Pran Govinda is the regional secretary for New Orleans and the rest of my zone, and he's going to relieve me so I can be a devotee. So,
Krishna. Maharaj, can I ask you a short question?
A short question, yes, because of how you're going to relieve me so I can be a devotee.
Oh, Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances always to Prabhupada.
Right, real short question.
Maharaj, Krishna is independently complete.
Yes.
But we are dependently complete.
That's right. We are
eternally.
Yes, our completeness is in our connection with Krishna. Right. We're not Swarat. We're not independent.
Okay. So we are complete. We are not independently complete. Our completeness is dependent. Completely.
Yeah, we are complete, but our completeness is a dependent completeness. That's our nature.
Okay. How does free will really means? I don't see the free will really.
Free will, we don't have absolute free will. We have free will within certain limitations. Like I said, I may want to do a lot of things. I may want to fly in the air like a bird. Of course, hopefully I don't become a bird in the next life. But that free will has limitations. But Krishna's free will has no limitations.
Okay,
we got to end. Thank you for saving me, Pran Govinda.
Thank you, Maharaj. Have a safe trip. We all love you, Maharaj.
I know. At least someone in the material world does.
We do. We love you, Maharaj, honestly.
That's nice. At least someone does. I mean, someone does. All right, see you everybody later. All glories to his
Vangarish. Hare Krishna.